Hello and welcome back to Cavacast Reacts. I'm Oliver and I'm joined by Emily.
Hello.
And Jamie.
Yo.
And we are here with more Owl House, The Owl House. Episode 11, Sense and Insensitivity. Last time, all sorts of antics, but the takeaway was Bat Queen was once a massive palisman. Now she kind of looks after all these other forgotten palismans. Albert had a little injury, but he's all right. And the elixir is no longer working on Ida to keep her from becoming the monster with the curse. So yes, let's see what happens this time. Starting in 3, 2, 1, now.
Is that kid going to be a reoccurring character now?
Comes King's nemesis.
We do see some of them occasionally. Like we've seen him before as well.
And it's gone.
That's not... Oh.
Why'd that make me laugh too much?
Oh, look, it's the amalgamation on the fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah! He became an author.
The unicorn, ghostwriters.
Ghostwriters.
Something about tragedy section, that's probably quite funny. That's great, Luz. Basement dwellers.
I'm okay.
That is how that all works, I suppose.
There's still that thing in the intro, which is really creepy.
It's kind of like how you have Cthulhu in the Rick and Morty intro for forever, and I think they've either only just got to it or still not got to it.
One of the banners just said "Trekking the Stars," and that's probably a Star Trek reference.
Good job, Steve. Mm-hmm.
That seems suspicious. Almost as if he just gave us some random map.
We've already seen that once. Surely they wouldn't do the exact same plot again, right? Bit of a one-trick mind here. Sounds like self-inserts a bit here, guys.
Yeah. Find a cat. Endanger cat. Show the cat.
I love the typewriter, I think it's really cool.
It's a fun design. Both wanting to write very different books.
That's very cool.
Nice.
Just he like tries to plagiarize.
Yes.
King's like, not dumb, he notices it, he just is dumb and doesn't care.
Nah. It's the bad boy.
Board a horse. He's got the scarf. He's the exact same person.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So how's that all going to backfire and put him back to square one?
It probably will.
But it'll be like all of the profits go to the snake guy.
Spicy toss. Yeah, it's no more his fault than it is Loser's fault.
All do is bugging out.
That's not how you say it.
Spider crab.
Literally.
Just a different. That's just a different way of thinking of a spider crab because they are actual creatures.
Indeed.
And they're huge and horrifying. I love their sibling bond, it's nice.
Yeah.
Like, they disagree with a lot of things, they've taken different paths in life, but they're still siblings, in a sense.
Yeah.
Very much so, yes.
It wasn't a script, it wasn't a map to nowhere. A map to a trap.
Why does his voice sound familiar?
That's been bothering me as well.
Okay. He's Andre Sogliuzzo, which is not a name I recognize, however. He's King Bumi!
Oh.
In Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh.
I don't know who that is.
You don't, very tragically.
Sadly.
There we go.
Guy of Avatar, or is he just like a side character?
He's also... no, that's not it. Technically, it's because you both can't compromise.
King, he's a lot like, he's a bit opinion and big-headed, but he knows when he does wrong, which I really like.
Yeah. He does lots and lots of additional voices. He's smoking steamer in the Polar Express. He's also in American Dad a lot. Castlevania. Not the right audience. She's back again. It's going to be so bad. Also good. Yeah.
Sacrifices must be made.
Indeed. There we go. There we go. Another fun episode, but with some hints back to the main story again, with this time the relationship between Ida and her sister. Because, yeah, like you guys said at the time, they still do very much care about each other.
Have gone down very different paths,
exactly. Yeah. But with that all being said, yeah, it is basically the exact same trap again. It's just this time it's Edelin and her sister, whose name I did know and has now escaped me.
Yeah, I can't remember. Like Ava or something.
Yes, Ava.
Ava?
I think. Eva? Ava, something like that.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. But yeah, obviously they're much more proficient and powerful than Lucius. So
is it Lilith?
Lilith, yes. Yep. Lilith. Hey, Edelin and Lilith. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. That it's just like Edelin was an idiot. She's like, well, this will be cool, or it's a trap. But you know, they're confident enough in their own abilities that it doesn't really matter for them. You can't really hustle these guys. So, yeah, there we go.
The turn of events when they get the guy who gave him the maps as evil and he wants to drain their life force, and he's not really, he's just probably read a book and wants to be cool.
Exactly, something like that, yeah. So
definitely a fun one, this one for sure.
Mm-hmm. That being said, we will leave this one here. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. listening to this episode of Cabin Cast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabin Cast and on YouTube. There are those there on my behind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. We'll be right back.